When this whole thing started, I immediately thought, and I know there's a few like me who did, you might be one of them, Rebecca, that under the current definition of what racism is, the Bible is going to be canceled. And oppression really more broadly, or with the current definition of what oppression is, the Bible's toast. There's no way that what the Bible teaches about the relationship between men and women, even Paul's teaching and even some of Jesus's parables that are connected to slavery, and how to function in a pagan slave system, which the Roman world was, all the things about nations and the importance of distinctions between nations and boundaries and all the things that exist in the Bible that are taught, that are or exemplified, will make it the subject to cancellation by the current standards. And I wouldn't want to pick a fight with God. That's yeah. What these people are doing. They're picking a fight with God when they start down this road. And I think it's little by little, inch by inch, the progressives progress every year, but it's been big leaps lately. And so it can be surprising, but don't be disheartened, take courage. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We have a bigger and greater and more powerful, force. That's the, God and Lord Jesus Christ with us. And eternity goes on for a long time. This temporal world is not all there is.